Northwest Community Services Agency usually serves about 25,000 people a year in Douglas, Bayfield, Ashland, Iron, and Price counties. But this year, Agency Director Millie Roundsville says add another 10,000 people and you've got a better idea of what they're up against.
Our food shelf numbers have dramatically increased. Our number of meals at the soup kitchen, the number of clients, of course, that are suffering from job losses, unemployment, mortgage foreclosures. Those are kind of the areas we're getting hit hardest in, is just the people that have been affected by the economy.
Roundsville says food shelf and meal demand is up 300% this year, so they're getting $282,000 in stimulus money. WestCap serves several western Wisconsin counties. They're getting another $600,000. Director Peter Kildee says they're also seeing a spike in requests for help.
Even with this, you know, welcome additional funding, is beyond our ability to meet all the need. You know, it's $600,000. In our case, is spread over seven counties and spread over, you know, many months. So it's welcome and it's important.
But Kildee says it isn't enough, not as long as the layoffs and foreclosures continue. In all, 67 of Wisconsin's 72 counties will be getting a piece of this $12 million stimulus pie, with the largest grants going to Milwaukee, Dane, Jefferson, and Waukesha counties. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.